On Chips and Dip every second Thursday afternoon 1 to 2 p.m. with host Hannah Fazio for the freshest local indie pop tracks and upcoming shows at CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. Friday, the 10th of October, 2014, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union building on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Evil Dead the Musical is back in town. We'll talk about that in just a half a minute. Plus, our usual rundown of things in the local indie music, film, and theater worlds, and lots of great local music. Stick around. And we are happy to be joined by Eric Gao. Hi, Eric.
Thank you so much for having me back.
You
on the
have
show.
The honor of being the first repeat guest on
Dave Radio. I'm the first repeat guest on.
We talked to you last month about the Fringe show, Love Lash.
Love Lash, the musical,
and
yes.
And now you're on into another musical, Evil Dead, the musical.
Evil Dead, the musical, the remount of the hit 2009 production that we did with DSR Productions.
Mm-hmm. So now this is a musical. It was done on Broadway originally, right?
Yes.
But it is based on a classic horror film.
Based on the classic horror film, it was done off-Broadway.
Okay.
It didn't run on Broadway, but generally the edgier, oftentimes more fun shows get the luxurious off-Broadway
run. Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's the smaller theater, the cheaper ticket, the better show.
Yes, absolutely. This show, yeah, it's a sort of a uniquely Canadian show. It's originally based off of the Sam Raimi horror trilogy, The Evil Dead.
Right.
And it takes bits from Evil Dead 1, Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn, and also my personal favorite, Evil Dead Army of Darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all with the sort of the duo of Sam Raimi and childhood friend Bruce Campbell.
Your childhood? Oh, no, Sam
Not
Raimi's
my childhood
friend.
I wish my childhood friend.
Don't
Bruce
we
Campbell.
All?
Yes.
All right. So you said it was a uniquely Canadian production. What makes it uniquely Canadian?
A uniquely Canadian production. This show was actually created by students. It originally was just sort of a off project over at Queen's University. It was a group of students. They got together like. What I love about this is it's one of those ideas that you think, wouldn't that be funny? Watching Evil Dead one day, wouldn't that be funny if that was a musical? And
yeah.
Then it's something that actually fully becomes realized and now has just absolutely taken off and has productions all over the world. Japan, across Asia, in Europe. It was big in London, went down to New York. And it had its world premiere in Toronto as a full production once they had gotten, of course, the blessing and the rights from Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell.
And this play is unique in that it has a splatter zone.
A splatter zone. This
So tell me about the splatter zone,
Eric. The splatter zone. Since 3D movies are so big right now, and of course, live theater has been performing in 3D ever since its advent.
Without glasses, I might add.
Without glasses. Unless you personally have prescription eyewear that you need for yourself. So the splatter zone is available for all of the shows, starting from the 22nd all the way to the 1st of November. And what that is bring your whitest, your brightest clothing, and you sit in the first couple rows of the show. And it's a little bit interactive in the sense that all of the blood, all of the guts, all of the mayhem and massacre ends up right in the laps of the audience.
So basically, you show up wearing something that's either washable or you don't want to wear again.
Well, the blood will come out a little bit. Maybe you don't want it, like, you know, if you're going to your cousin's baptism the next day, wear your nice white dress.
Or just wear a rain slicker. It's kind of a 4D experience like you get at the aquarium, you know.
Yes,
but instead of
like
being,
the aquarium.
Yeah, only it's
with,
blood.
Yes. With
so
the blood.
For those who don't know, what is sort of the basic plot of Evil Dead? What is the story that we're following?
The plot of Evil Dead is a story older than time, or at least the story begins, I think, around 1300 AD is the first recording of the Necronomicon, which is the Book of the Dead. And what that is this ancient sort of Babylonian text, which is in a cabin in the woods. And we follow Ash, who is our hero, and it's a basic boy meets girl meets boy, they fall in love, she becomes a Kandarian demon, and then Ash basically equips himself with a chainsaw and a shotgun and battles the forces of evil.
Sounds very, very loving and wholesome, a nice light romantic comedy.
It's a nice romantic comedy. It's definitely comedic. So even if you think, oh, I'm a bit squeamish, I'm not a huge fan, there's just complete absurdity all the way through. So whether you're a fan of Walking Dead or You've Got Mail, there's something for everyone.
Okay. Who's in it?
We have Scott Walters, who is reprising his role as Ash. He's a fantastic comedic actor. He's performed over both sides of the coast of Canada. Mm-hmm. We actually have all of the original cast members from
That's
5 years
nice.
Ago.
That's...
Except we do have one new addition, which is Andrea Bailey, who you might recognize her from some performances around town. I know she did Tuts with the original cast of Legally Blonde that they did there. She's joining us. Otherwise, it's the whole original crew. We have choreographer. We have Ken Overby. We have Sylvia Zaradic as our music director. And we also have Mark Carter, who directed the first production as well. So it's really, we have a lot of the same designers and the whole crew. So
And where is it?
It is at the Norman Rothstein Theater. It's right around 41st and Oak, easily accessible by Candlelight and buses.
Yeah, and that's a pretty classy place to put a splatter zone in. How do they feel about
that? It is a very classy place. In fact, they were so wonderful at the JCC.
That's the Jewish Community Center,
where the Rothstein Theater is, because not a lot of theaters are willing to be like, oh, yeah, of course, you can just splatter blood all over the audience. But the only rule we had is like, oh, well, if you're ordering a pizza and you eat it in the lobby, it just has to be kosher. And that was the rule. Our lunches and dinners were kosher. And I don't know. I'm going to – the blood is, you know, it's a concoction made up by our designer, Richard Elsom, who does a lot of our FX. He did all the masks for the Candarian Demons last year. So a lot of the blood and guts and gore are thanks to him. And I'm sure he kept it
– He kept that kosher too.
Kept it kosher.
That's important. You know, I mean, we have to follow tradition.
Have to follow tradition.
I mean, the play itself is a tradition. So, you know, it's great to have it back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when does it start?
It starts on October the 22nd is our preview performance. And then starting on the 23rd, we have our opening night. And then also keeping in mind, I believe it's – if you have the information, I'm trying to remember. We do have the 7 – the 8 o'clock shows and then the 10 – The 10:30 starts.
Yeah, and so that stuff's all easy to find, though. You've got a website, evildeadmusicalvancouver.ca, and Twitter and Facebook, too, right?
Absolutely. You can find it easily on Facebook. And, yeah, if you like your traditional start times for the theater or if you want to have a fun night with the friends, get into the Halloween spirit, we do have the late night show. That'll go right into midnight.
That's on Halloween?
That's actually all through the run.
Oh, great.
The double show day. So instead of matinees, which might be for more your Mary Poppins crowd. We do have the late night shows for the diehard fans.
Great. All right. So, like I said, all the information's out on the web. The show starts on the 22nd of October, runs right till to the 1st of November. So there are two shows on Halloween. So that's all great. Tickets are what, brown paper or tickets tonight?
You can get the tickets online and you can find all the links on the website as well.
Okay. Fantastic. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you so much for having me again. I'll try for number 3 with whatever comes up next.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're making a good tradition here.
I'll be the Alec Baldwin SNL of Dave Radio.
All right. So, back to music. A new singer-songwriter for us now. His name is Pedwell, and he's also the frontman from Sick Logic, but he's got a solo effort out. And this is a song from that CD, and the song is called Sellout.
Everybody, but I don't wanna be just somebody. I gave my everything, it caused me heartache. You've taken everything, I've given everything. I gave up on my dream and put no faith in my worth. But now I'm on my knees, begging myself to return. Cause birds are meant to sing, and men are made to be broke. But pain is meant to sting, and now it's giving me hope. Stop telling me I almost made it. Stop saying that it's over now. Don't want my history to be repeated. It's time I ain't selling now. Keeps running through my head, these feelings of regret. Dreams slipping through my hands, so I'm turning around. Gotta put it to an end, please tell me if my heart beats. Selling out my heart's deepest feelings again. Never again.
on my love of music, cause I just couldn't cope with how it felt to be defeated after being so close. I had to pay the rent, and so I gave up my goals. I had to be a man, at least I told myself so. I gave it up, got my hair cut, and found myself in a coat. I buttoned up and stared into the mirror and laughed, then I choked. These birds are meant to sing, and men are made to be broke. My pain is meant to sting, and now it's giving me hope. People think that I'm a little jaded, but I can see a little clearer now. It took a while before the scars had faded, but now I ain't selling out. Keeps running through my head, these feelings of regret. Dreams slipping through my hands, so I'm turning around. Gotta put it to an end, please tell me if my heart beats selling out my heart's deepest feelings again. Keeps running through my head, these feelings of regret. Dreams slipping through my hands, so I'm turning around. Gotta put it to an end, please tell me if my heart beats selling out my heart's deepest feelings again. Keeps running through my head, these feelings of regret. Dreams slipping through my hands, so I'm turning around. Never again.
I know where I'll bury your bone. I know where I'll bury your boots. I know just where I'll dig and lay down those sweet fingers. I know where I'll bury your same old tree where you first carved that arrow right through me. I know where I'll bury your hand. I know where I'll bury your leg. I know just where I'll dig to lay down those sweet lips. Right below where we first kissed. Under that same old tree where you first carved that heart out of me.
That is Kelly Haig, and I'll Bury You. And that's off the East Van Special Blend CD, still available around town. Get it. There's just chock full of great tunes and great local artists on that one. So Great to have Eric come in and talk about Evil Dead, the musical. There's also some other scary stuff that's getting underway this weekend, including Fright Nights at Playland, one of the best haunted house experiences around. And that's happening from tonight all the way up till the 1st of November. And then there's also the Stanley Park Ghost Train. So you can check that out as well. And that's happening, of course, at the right near the pavilion at Stanley Park where the train is. This is the ghost train's going on there. I got some other local events and shows and other stuff to tell you about on the other side of this.
We be
A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, any time I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
Well, let's see what's going on. The Havana Theater has got a show that's just on for a couple of nights tonight. It started earlier this week, but there's a couple of nights left. And how about this? A Machiavellian sex farce. Literally, written by Machiavelli. It's called The Mandrake, and it's going on at the Havana on Commercial Drive, presented in a unique and innovative style. So check that out. Cosmic Mambo, as Erica mentioned there, at Studio 58 is still going on. It's a space-age retelling of Coleridge's Rime of the Ancient Mariner, and there's two shows tomorrow. One show tonight at 8, two tomorrow, 3 at 8, and one on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Also on stage on campus, the Freddie Wood Theater here at UBC has Theater UBC's production of Twelfth Night by Shakespeare. That closes tomorrow night. Two shows, one tonight at 7:30, one tomorrow at 7:30. Capilano University has got the Government Inspector going on this weekend as well. And then Our Town I just realized Eric and I talked about Cosmic Mambo after the microphones went off, so you wouldn't have remembered that. Anyway, the Awesomest Theater at First Christian Reformed Church, 10th and Victoria, Thornton Wilder's Our Town, still going strong. Don't miss this one. This is really a great, unique theatrical experience. It's one of those ones. Every year there's one or two small theater shows that everyone talks about. This is going to be one for this year. Up at Presentation House in North Van, Rebel Women is still going on. Another local production about the birth of the suffragette movement at the beginning of the 20th century. And that's happening at Presentation House in North Van this weekend. Murder by the Book, a murder mystery at Queen's Park in New Westminster by the Vagabond Players. Metro Theater has got 39 Steps, the stage play based on the Hitchcock movie. And then at Renegade Studios, a musical loosely based on the Peter Pan story set in 1929 Boston, Darling, a musical. And that's going on. Renegade is at 2nd and Main. Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. There's The Rainmaker by Richard Nash. And that is the classic American play with, and that's featuring friends of the show, Andrew Wheeler and John Voth at Pacific Theater starting tonight. And then at the Fire Hall in Gastown, My Rabbi, written by and featuring Kayvon Kelly and Joe Birnbaum. And this is a show that did very well at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival last month. And so now they're bringing it to Vancouver. This is a story about the friendship of two Canadians, one of Jewish heritage and the other of Muslim heritage. And this is, of course, the loosely based on the actual friendship of the actual guys on stage. So you don't want to miss that. Let's see. I think that's all we got here. Yeah, there's probably other things to talk about, but let's just get back to the music. I told you last week that we got contacted by another musician, Charlotte Wrench, and this is another song from her CD.
One dream, one thrill, one hell of a hill. One goal, one will, one to fulfill. These are the eyes that are smiling for you. These are the eyes of a friend. These are the hands that part from the heart. I am with you till the end. There's more to come. You are what you're from. Bright lights, shared dreams. It's all what it seems.
These are the eyes. thinking of you lying in my bed. Could not strike the image of your naked body out of my head. Want you near me. What is it about you feels so different? Press against me. Push me down, hold me down. I have no defense. Your concern, all the rules will need to be broken. Just this once, not going to look before leaping, my heart flung wide open. Can't afford to fall in so blindly. This frail girl, she's still on the mend. Please be gentle, except when she begs you to take her. Burning, and you are the breath that is fanning this flame of desire. Hold me closer, is keeping your distances, keeping this wanting alive. Someone save me from my own weakness, these needs that I cannot deny. I'm a prisoner, this body my keeper, this aching to have you inside. Much more of this. I have waited days upon weeks that have passed since the night we first kissed. I recall the way that you smelled in your tongue in my mouth. Oh, so wet from your lips on my neck, at my hair as the wanted to.
As the crow flies, it's not that far. when you're singing on the mountain, there is an echo that sings you by. But when you're lonesome on the mountain, well, I hope I can bring you by. So lead the wires below the fear to the tin can phone I hold in my ear. The northern lights came out that time because they like the way we harmonize. Cause when you're singing on the mountain, an echo that sings you by. When you're lonesome on the mountain, well, I hope I can bring you by. Cause they can't tell your voice separate from. Sings you back when you're lonesome on the mountain. Well, I hope I can bring you back. Cause they can't tell your voice separate from my own. Skating on the record, swimming through the radio, and they can't tell your songs all separate. Shape the same. It means we'll never be alone. Our hearts are shaped the same. It means we'll never be alone. Our hearts are shaped the same. It means we'll never be alone.
That is Jenny Ritter, who is hard at work producing her next full-length CD album. And this is a track off, again, off the East Van Special Blend. That's They Can't Tell. Here's something that a friend of the show, Maureen Rohde, let me know about. It's this looks really interesting. It's a special presentation about the recently discovered shipwrecks of the Franklin Expedition. It's called Lost and Found, Arctic Shipwrecks and the Franklin Expedition. And it's happening on Thursday night, October 16th, at 7 o'clock at the McMillan Space Center, formerly known as the Planetarium. And it's going to be a talk by Chief of Underwater Archaeology for Parks Canada. His name is Marc-André Bernier, and he's the guy that led the team that found the Franklin Expedition. Plus, you'll be the first to hear a special announcement by the museum related to the expedition. So you don't want to miss that. You can get your tickets by going to the H.R. McMillan Science Center website or phoning 604-257-8300. We got a few local theater groups that are looking for actors on the call board, and we'll tell you all about that next.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Explore the arts this winter at League Square Community Arts Village. They're offering an exciting lineup of visual and performing arts programs this winter, including capoeira, Brazilian dance, and martial arts for 3 to 12-year-olds. Parent and taught jam sessions, the iGirl Empowerment and Art Workshop for ages 9 to 12, and adult classes in digital photo editing and photography, just to name a few. Registration is available online at experienceit.ca or call 604-927-7529 for a full listing of arts and culture programs in Port Coquitlam. For more information on Lee Square, please visit portcoquitlam.ca/arts or call 604-927-8400.
Big government and big pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to big pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so big pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education, every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Randomphilmic is best thought of as an introversal jukebox which has no concept of genre, style, political boundaries, or even space-time relevance. But it does know good sounds from bad. Lately, the program has been focused on Philip Random's All Vinyl Countdown plus Apocalypse, the 1,111th greatest records you probably haven't heard. And we're not afraid of noise. Randomphilic, every Saturday at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. For more details, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. Metro Theatre's next production of Pride and Prejudice is getting ready to go, and they will be, it's a modern adaptation of Jane Austen's classic by John Jory, and it will be running February and March. Auditions are in November. They're looking for 8 females and 7 males, ages 16 to 65. Awkward Stage Productions, auditioning for Dogfight by Pasek and Paul, and that is going to be happening in April. Their auditions are November 2nd at the Vancouver Film School. They're looking for 11 cast members, ages 18 to 35. And for a synopsis and character breakdown, go to awkwardstageproductions.com. Fighting Chance is producing Into the Woods by Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine. And their auditions are October 25th. That is going on, May 5th to 23rd. And then we've got Stage 43 in Coquitlam looking for 6 women for Steel Magnolias, which will be happening in January. Their auditions are October 5th. That was last week. Okay, well, check them out anyway. I think they're still looking for people. North Van Community Players, Nurse Jane Goes to Hawaii. Their auditions are next week, October 19th and 20th. And then the Christmas show at... in Burnaby is still looking for folks. It's called Stealing Christmas by Craig Sodario. Let me see now, because I just remembered I mentioned Fighting Chance Productions and forgot all about their production of Carrie, the musical. and it's not here. So I will look it up, and I will tell you all about that later. But first, let's get back to some more tunes. This is our dear friends, Scott and Leora, and they might actually be coming on the show in a couple of weeks. This is from their new CD, Winsome Kind, and this is Intertwined. Okay, I found it. Carrie the Musical, produced by Fighting Chance Productions, is happening at the Jericho Arts Center on now till the 25th of October. You can get more information by going to fightingchanceproductions.ca or checking out the Jericho Arts Center website. It's got a couple of friends of the show involved, including director Ryan Mooney and choreographer Grace Newsom. And Renee Miller starring as Carrie. So it's a pretty darn good show. You want to check that out as well. Okay, that's enough. Back to music.
My baby's got ESP. Her perception is extrasensory. When I think that I know, she don't know what I know. She shows me her ESP. My baby's got ESP. She practices mental telepathy. Every itty-bitty secret thought that I've thought, she's caught with her ESP. When she takes me to the diner, she knows just what I'm gonna order to eat. And when I take her to the disco, she knows every move I'm gonna do with my feet. It's a little bit spooky. It's a little like she's living right between my ears. To her, I'm just a telephone conversation. She can't help but overhear. My baby's got ESP. Her perception is extrasensory. When I think that I know, she don't know what I know. She shows me her ESP. My baby's got ESP. She practices mental telepathy. Every itty bitty secret thought that I thought she's caught with her ESP. We'll be right back. forget about Christmas. Forget anniversaries and birthdays too. She knows what I got her. Before I even bring the present in the room, she's the pooper of the party. She's the spoiler of the sport of the steady date. But when I look into her eyes, I'm hypnotized and my heart starts to palpitate. My baby's got ESP. Her perception is extrasensory. When I think that I know, she don't know what I know. She shows me her ESP. My baby's got ESP. She practices mental telepathy. Every itty bitty secret thought that I've thought, she's caught with her ESP. Every itty bitty secret thought that I've thought, she's caught with her ESP. When I think that I know, she don't know what I know. She shows me her ESP.
Forget what it was.
Pushy, they don't have much time. They'll shove you at the coffee shop, cut ahead in the buffet line. They'll buy two for $1.50, then they'll argue with the checkout girl. They've lived so much behind them, they're trying to slow down this goddamn world. Oh, people are pushy. They're not mushy. Oh, people are pushy. Cause life ain't cushy. People are pushy. They'll drive how they wanna drive and go as slow as they want to. They don't care who stays alive. And they'll kiss that little grandbaby up and down the back and all around the front. And they don't care what you think of them, that baby's got something that they want. Oh, people are pushy. Well, they're not mushy. Oh, people are pushy. cushy.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. Special congratulations to friend of the show and Vancouver theater icon Nicola Cavendish for making a triumphant return to the Vancouver stage with 4,000 Miles that will be wrapping up this weekend at the Stanley Theater. All our love goes out to Nikki. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, you can send it to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Stick around. Eleanor is here with Femme Concept. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. I'm going to take next week off. I don't know who's going to be here in my place, but Dave Radio will return in 2 weeks. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
GOSA, the Global Outreach Students Association, offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions. Executive positions are available. Contact them at ubc.gosa@gmail.com.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakulia, Talitin, who must we must stay.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the people.